You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
What's the best way to elevate a family holiday gathering? Tactical warfare. Nerf's latest rolling drone should win a few battles. The Nerf and Strike Elite Terra Scout Remote Control Drone Blaster is basically a little remote-controlled tank. The non-flying drone cruises across rough terrain and shoots Nerf darts. The drone itself comes in two parts that need to be snapped together. The bottom part is the vehicle, which runs on two tank-like tracks and contains the battery pack. The top part is the blaster, which is a typical Nerf gun without the stock or trigger. A clip holding 18 Nerf darts snaps into the blaster, and enough darts to fill it come in the box. The feature that sets the Terra Scout apart, however, is the little camera that's built into the blaster's barrel. This enables the Terra Scout to show you where the blaster is aimed on the screen on the included handheld remote. You can drive the Terra Scout around a corner, for example, and see everything it sees, capturing video as you go. The tank costs $200 and is a Toys R Us exclusive for the time being. The controller is sensitive, and the drone moves quickly when engaged. I was expecting it to crawl slowly across the yard and was happily surprised when it started zipping around. It's fast enough that you can successfully chase a 3-year-old with it, but not so fast that it actually scares him. My boys and I tried to flip the Terra Scout a few times, spinning it in tight circles or quickly jamming it from forward to backward, but we couldn't get it to roll. The all-terrain tracks conquered all our terrains. The blaster itself is powerful. As with handheld Nerf blasters, the darts shoot faster than you'd expect, although they don't hurt when you're hit. You can peel off the whole clip of 18 darts in a matter of seconds, although there's a slight delay on the first dart. If you get the drone moving at full speed and angle the barrel to its highest degree, you can get some darts traveling nearly 50 feet. The screen adds to the fun, although there's something disconcerting about seeing your kid's smiling face in a set of crosshairs. And by inserting a not-included SD card, you can record video of everything the blaster sees, including the reaction of any animals or people you're targeting. The videos capture audio, too. We spent our time chasing each other around the park and blasting Nerf darts into a small street hockey goal, and have some funny videos to prove it. Nobody got hurt, and the kids had a blast. The controller is maybe too sensitive. While the drone moves quickly without effort, I had a hard time moving it slowly or turning it gradually. Navigating it inside my house was particularly tricky. This is definitely an outdoor toy. My kid's small fingers were better able to regulate the drone's speed than mine, however, and that's what matters most. The dart clip didn't always snap correctly into place. When this happened, it would eventually wiggle out of place, making the darts jam or just not fire at all. A couple of times, the clip literally fell out of the blaster en route. While the video on the controller screen is sharp, there was a delay between what the blaster was pointing at and what you saw on the screen. Finally, the included battery pack did not come charged, and AA batteries to power the controller were not included. So if you're considering the Terra Scout as a gift, don't forget to grab those AAs yourself, and you might want to consider pre-charging the pack so you can start blasting right away. Rating 7 out of 10. Very good, but not quite great. This article posted by Michael McCole.